I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1263. The journey of grief is not a straight line. Do you know anyone grieving? Well, if you know anyone, then you know someone grieving. Because we're all grieving at some level. We've all lost something or someone. A loved one has passed. A dream has died. A relationship has moved on before we were ready. Our health is not what it used to be. Grief is about death, yes, but death isn't always physical. And maybe the most loving thing we can do is to realize that when it comes to loss, the journey of grief is not a straight line. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us the greatest commandments of all are loving God and loving others. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? And that means loving ourselves and others on mountaintops and in the dark valleys. When we're in the bowels of grief, dare we hope? In the book, A Good Grief by Brent Christensen, he writes, at some point as we process our grief, we may feel like we're finally coming home after a long and trying journey and begin to sense some hope. Hope for what? Hope for a lessening of the grief, but not of the memory. Hope for the return of some kind of normal rhythm, even when we may be reluctant to enter it. Hope to move again into new relationships, perhaps new loves, new friendships. Hope that it is not wishful thinking, but a quiet assurance that God indeed does love us. We hope the future is open for us, not tied to the past, to our loss and grief, but not forgetting that past and the places or persons we are grieving. When we can think of the future and feel anticipation rather than anxiety, we know that hope is coming through. People who grieve understand that the journey is not a straight line. The process will backtrack or stall or move more slowly or sometimes more quickly than we anticipate or appreciate. Hope sometimes shines through for a bit and then seems to move away or disappear for a while. Hope will appear more clearly at some points and seem more distant at others. When that happens, don't despair, but understand that this is part of the process. What's important for us, though, is that we have seen hope. We know that hope, as an open future, as new relationships, as a healing of our souls, and as a renewed relationship with God's love, is coming. We've seen it, and we will see it again. Psalm 27, verses 13 and 14. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. For us at T2G, the important thing to note is that people don't all get to the hope phase of grief at the same time. We can't push it or guilt it or rush it or manipulate it or make it happen. We have to wait patiently, lovingly, for grief to do its sacred work. So here's the great question. As you think about your own grief journey, what twists and turns has it taken on you? And what surprises you most about it? Let's pray this prayer from A Good Grief. God of hope, you've been my partner through all my years. I thank you for your presence and the strength and peace it gives. I ask that you be with me as I move into the future. I don't know what it will be or bring, but I trust that you'll be with me. Continue to hold me in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1264. In the meantime, as you encounter people today, and yes, even the person you encounter in the mirror, you can be sure that grief has been a part of, or is a part of, and still will be a part of all of their lives. So be gentle with them. Be patient with them. Understand there is hope, and when it comes, we can begin to rejoice with those that rejoice, and yet still weep with those who weep. We can begin to give thanks and to grieve, but not as those without hope, as Paul said. Because that hope that comes on its own timetable, not ours. The journey of grief is not a straight line.